Tom Roy with local news for WGXC. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Several radio notes in the news this week. First, the next monthly meeting of the Rip Van Winkle Amateur Radio Club features Skywarn training to teach locals to become weather spotters. The National Weather Service runs Skywarn, a volunteer program with nearly 300,000 trained severe weather spotters. These volunteers send reports of severe weather to the National Weather Service, which alerts the public. If you want to be a weather spotter or are interested in amateur radio, the meeting is at 6:30 p.m. November 18th. At the Churchtown Firehouse, 2219 County Road 27 in Hudson. The Nielsen Company relays radio television ratings, the numbers of people watching or listening programs. They used to count listeners by their own self-reporting, asking participants to write down their listening or viewing habits in a diary. Almost all of the United States is now counted with more accurate portable people meters that automatically record notes about whatever media is consumed. But of the 52 top U.S. markets, four still count listeners in the old way: Puerto Rico, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and the Hudson Valley in New York. And lastly, three WGXC programmers running for office are now back on the community airwaves now that the election season is over. Third Ward Supervisor Ellen Thurston won re-election in her Hudson race, while Ed Furtick, running for Claverick Town Supervisor, and Victor Mendola, running for Hudson Mayor, lost. They'll now return to their radio shows, the WGXC Afternoon Show on Thursdays for Thurston, The Right Opinion, and At Issue for Furtick and Mendola, as WGXC has a policy that candidates for office have to stay off the airwaves during the campaign season. Today is Saturday, November 9th, and National Weather Service predicts increasing clouds on Saturday with a high near 47 and a low around 33. Sunday, there's a slight chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers with a high near 49. Sunday night, isolated showers are possible before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Monday for Veterans Day, it should be partly sunny with a high near 47. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.